Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Atlantis Cruises, Alanis Morissette, and the lost city of Atlantis. Corey laments about the quarter shortage, and we rebrand the game of bingo for the next generation. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Bingo, big boy.
Oh, you got a bingo?
I haven't played bingo in a long time, but I actually love bingo.
Well,
what a fun game.
I wouldn't say you need the word actually. I would have believed it if it's not like actually says like contrary to what you may believe, I actually
you don't know.
Really like. Bitch, you come across like somebody who likes bingo.
You think I look like someone who loves bingo?
I didn't say you look like, I say you come across like. I need you to use your listening ears.
What does that mean? Like my aura?
Your aura. Your aura says, scanning all possibilities for any possible wins, I'd like to win.
N37. I don't know if that's even in the N row, but hello. Would you rather have a dog named Bingo or play the game Bingo?
Play the game Bingo. Next question. I find that maybe
when's
we
the
need
last
to
time you played Bingo.
I think it was probably in Vegas. I don't
you're
think here's
tell
the problem.
Me,
here is the problem with Bingo. Can I tell you the problem with Bingo? Can I probably
Well, I'm going to tell you something real quick.
I'm going to tell you something real quick.
Don't tell me next question and then start talking.
The problem with Bingo since you asked, B and G.
Sound too alike.
Say sound too alike. You got a room full of old people with bad ears. They need an ear cleaning, a communal ear cleaning, cleansing.
Well, baby, the number helps you clarify. Like B is always going to be like low numbers, like 1 through 20. And then like G is going to be like 40 through 60. I don't know.
Okay.
I... 17.
Yeah.
So
no,
yeah,
you're right.
But honey, what's a word that would work?
Honey.
Because the alphabet rhymes.
Yeah.
You could do himbo.
Okay.
H-I-M-B-O. None of those rhyme, right?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Our new game, himbo.
Or bimbo.
There's two B's. That
which B? Which
dumb.
B? We could do kebab.
You're really bad at this game.
It could be bombs, but the B is silent. Second B. Silent B. Silent B6.
So then there's only four rows instead of five?
Or it could just be a fun little game of...
I think you're actually pretty bad at planning games.
Which O of the five
actually,
O's?
You're right. I shouldn't say actually because you are pretty bad at planning games.
It could be 10 columns, all of the letter O, and then all of the numbers are mixed around, kind of wherever they, not in any order. What?
Hey.
What?
Speaking of 10 columns of the letter O.
Go on. Yes.
You're not going to care, but it was just a quick statement. Would you really? I really was going to say this. And then the 10 Columns of O made me think of it. Because last night on the CBS's The Challenge, they had to do a competition where they had to memorize numbers. And it was a lot of ones and zeros. But anyway, you know, Leo from our season, The Race, is on that show. He's still talking about cats nonstop. Yeah. Oh, well. Remember how much he talked about cats on when we were there?
I blocked everything out. I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking
about. Specific to the Rays or specific to Leo?
A little bit of both. Overlapping Venn diagram, my dear.
Got it. Okay, fair enough. You, when what did they do when they clear out the memories in what's that emotions movie?
Ma'am. No. Ma'am.
You know the emotions movie?
Yeah, Pixar feelings. Pixar's brain movie. Feelings.
Pixar emotion movie. Inside Out. You know in Inside Out when they're going down the hall dumping out all the memories?
Baby, that is my life.
I think yours, like, there's plenty of room and you still have that little person walking up and down and saying, get rid of this, get rid of that.
Which is weird because I feel like as my human realm self is very borderline collecting, hoarding.
Yeah.
Not clearing out.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, hey. You did tell me you had room for capitalism really popped off today.
I do. Wait, why did I bring that up, though?
Because you were shopping before we started talking.
Well, I'm not really shopping. I'm on Etsy. I love to browse Etsy these days. Nowadays, I like to support, you know, artists.
Hey, serious conversation. Whatever happened to the frogs thing you were trying to get with too many frogs? What was that about?
My pride frogs flag? It's on its way. It's coming in August. What month is it now? August.
Baby, pride's over.
maybe for you
and most of the big companies.
Yes. No, that's why I have to give the pride flag makers something to do in August.
Well, that's kind of you. That's Thank very you. Kind.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So well, I still don't get to see it. Is there a mock-up?
There is a mock-up and I can link you if you'd like. But I did just get my,
inbox.
Bitch, I got my Rodney, I ordered this customized Rodney plushie.
Is Rodney still living on your island?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Is he a forever?
He's a forever. There's not a sequence of drama that I could come up with myself that would get him an elimination.
Damn.
Anyway, well, I ordered this Rodney plushie and they, okay, this is going to.
Nintendo?
Yes, from Etsy. And I got a message from the artist that was like, hey, it's going to be a little while. There's a little delay because I'm in Ukraine and we're currently, it's hard to ship right now. I was like, you know what? You take your time over there. I know you guys are going through it. So I was like, just at your own leisure. It's chill. I was like, there's really no rush. Anyway, so I got a notification that they tried to deliver it, and I apparently didn't answer the door or something, so they sent it back to the Ukraine.
No.
And then, so I got a message from...
After one attempt?
Yes.
This can't be real.
And then I...
You were ignoring your mailman for days, baby.
And so then it came, and then I paid for another set of shipping, and now I have it. All's well, Rodney's home.
Can I see it? Can I see it?
Yeah. He's all the way back there on the shelf. I'll post a picture on the Discord. Do you want
I can talk while you walk. Okay, so Tyler's sauntering to the back of his office. He's at his shelf, which I cannot see, but I assume that's where he is because his desk's not really. Oh my god. Cute.
Like incredible.
Do you think they make like a
villager?
I was going to say, do you think they make versions for dogs? And then I cut myself off and I was going to say, do you think Crouton would rip that in half?
Crouton, as soon as he saw it, he was like, in what way am I going to ruin your day with this new object in the home?
You know what I like? When dogs don't rip the stuffing out of their stuffed animals.
Do you like it when they riff?
I love a dog that scats.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-dee-ba.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zataran.
Hey, have you seen the movie Atlantis?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
How do you not know what I'm talking about?
Atlantis?
Morissette? Atlantis. Not the gay cruise, not the Morissette. I'm talking the underwater.
Is Rihanna in it?
No. It is a Disney movie.
Okay.
Available on Disney Plus.
But Enchanted still isn't?
Anyway, so I had never seen it, but it kept popping up, the concept of Atlantis, the history of Atlantis, Plato talking about Atlantis, people in my Twitch chat bringing up Atlantis, this, that, the other. So I'm like, you know what? I need to see this.
How recent?
What? It was the movie from?
Did it come out? Yeah.
Maybe in the 90s.
Well, that ain't recent, baby.
Or maybe early aughts at the
latest. Disney's Atlantis. Is it animated?
It's like a cartoon.
Oh, I've seen the cover. It looks like Boy Fern Gully.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Does Michael J. Fox play the bumbling doctor?
No, he's like an anthropologist. And you know what? It does sound like him.
Well, it is his voice. Does it sound like Chance from Homeward Bound?
Yes. Yes.
Also MJ Fox.
Well,
hey,
okay,
did you watch Spin City?
I'm not done with Atlantis. My dear, did you know that? Well, first of all, do you think Atlantis was real?
Do you think Atlantis Morissette is on the soundtrack of Atlantis?
No, there's no music. Next question.
Damn. Did you see that off the coast of Australia?
Sound
that they're
out.
Saying they're saying underneath New Zealand, they're saying New Zealand's actually the top of New Zealand, and there was a whole continent that's just underwater, and what New Zealand is now is just the little like mountainous area that's still poking out, but the rest is underwater, and it was called like New Zealandia.
Yeah, baby. Let me tell you something about Earth.
You heard
honey.
About that?
Yes. Earth, the coastlines the water rises and falls. The coastlines change.
Yeah, global
California
warming.
Is going to be underwater. New Zealand
I don't
used
know.
To just be Zealandia or something, probably.
Oh, Zealandia, yeah.
Atlantis was definitely there. There was a great flood 12,000 years ago.
Okay, Noah's Ark.
Every major religion and culture talks about a great flood. Noah's Ark is just one of the examples.
So if we were water creatures, why did we come out of the water to go to the land if we're just going to go back to the water?
Who said we're going back to the water?
You did. You said water levels are rising.
What? And I'm not saying, does that mean we're going to evolve to go back under? No, 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 no.
Well, are we you should.
Well, who do you need to talk to about that?
Well, we should.
I'm not going to argue with you. I do believe we should as well.
Bitch, if we could evolve to come out of the water, we can evolve to go back in.
Get the gills, honey. Get the gills.
I've already got
me
them.
When somebody's doing a head-to-toe video of my outfit.
I've got the gills to pay the bills, sweetie.
Pay my automobiles. Pay my automobiles. I don't think you do.
Do you think living underwater is going to be more like Shark's Tale or Little Mermaid?
Shark's Tail with
I hated those humanoid fish.
Sexy fish.
Yes.
Serving fish mama. Yes.
Sexy fish serving fish.
Yeah. Hey,
it's quite delish.
I have a button on the soundboard that is Michael Jackson seeing a hot old woman and saying elderly fish.
No.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson?
Yes, search Michael Jackson elderly fish. You will find it. It will disturb you. He goes,
elderly fish. Why?
It's very muffled on the soundboard, but the girls who get it, get it. The girls who gill.
Hell yeah.
where there's a gill, there's a way, honey.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay,
thanks.
Good job.
Thanks. Thank you.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What do you know about Atlantis? You want to go?
Are you talking about, isn't there a casino called Atlantis in New Jersey? Oh, Atlantic City.
Mm.
Have you been?
No.
When's the last time you were at a casino? Actually, do you like bingo?
Do you not recall when we were at the casino in Vegas and I blacked out at the table?
Yeah, I remember.
I woke up in bed. I was like,
"You threw up a lot."
No, where?
Not at the casino. At the hotel. Remember, you were all puked the next day, and then you had to puke on your plane.
Yes. Yes, it's all coming back. Yeah. But I think I won big that night, and I spilled my entire beer on the gambling poker blackjack table. I remember that.
Twice, I think, and we always befriend the blackjack dealer, but I thought she didn't like us.
She did not. I made that felt table a little bit moist for Dad.
Maybe if she had gills, she would have loved it.
Slurp, slurp.
Maybe they shouldn't have kept bringing us so many free Coronas.
I carumba, free Corona. What? It
says I carumba Bart Simpson.
I feel what'd like you, actually.
What'd you do, Bart?
Hey, me when I take the Bart this weekend.
Are you gonna?
No. Will you pick me up from the airport?
What time do you land?
I'll link you.
Okay. I'll consider it, but TBD.
Okay, well, it's early, so.
Are you excited to see my new apartment?
Get to bed. You might want to get to bed now.
I'm working out with my trainer in the morning.
Oh, big run to the airport to carry me home.
You want to sit in the other side of the gym while I work out with my trainer?
No. Is he hot?
Oh, hell yeah. You think I would get an ugly trainer?
You tell the people. Tell the people. We've got some ugly. We probably have people who would self-describe as ugly, and you want to know how that feels to hear that they would not be hired by you.
Listen, your version of ugly and my version of ugly ain't the same.
So you're saying, hey, all you uglies out there, you're probably what, uglier or not as ugly as what you're thinking? Which one is it? Tell me.
Either way, my trainer is cute.
Mm-mm.
All I'm saying is if I wanted to work with a trainer and I wanted to get muscly, I would pick a cute trainer so that I'd be motivated.
Oh, are you saying visual aesthetics and muscle mass and beauty are not.
No, I'm saying every individual who's looking for a bitch, trainer
dig,
should
dig
find,
the whole bitch. Dig
should
it.
Find what motivates
them. What else are you finding? Hey, you know who digs holes? You know who digs holes?
Crouton.
No, anthropologists who find Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Yeah, would you go on an Atlantis cruise?
We have my TikTok.
Hold on. We have.
No, I think it was Royal Caribbean.
I was going to say.
But my TikTok has been feeding me a lot of fights on cruises. Of moms in a dining room pulling hair.
You know what is probably the catalyst for that? You have to pay extra for a soda cup.
Do you? I remember you and I were like ill prepared for the whole dining rules and organization for the cruise.
Ahead of time, you can like add the price.
Well, we showed up and they were all, dinner's booked every night in the nice restaurants.
Yeah.
You have to eat at the buffet. And we were like,
they were like, you have to go down and eat the slop with the rest of the crew. Sorry, no free dinner for you because you didn't even think about that yet.
And I was like, fine. I love Old Country Buffet. I'll be there.
Yeah, they really thought they got us. Bitch, we got them. We ate our mass.
You're like, excuse me, a gravy boat? And I can put gravy on whatever I want?
A gravy boat on a gravy
on a boat? Where are my gills?
If you had gills, would you swim around in gravy?
Hell yeah. Oh my God. I would swim around in everything.
Okay.
That's if I were a fish, that's what I would want. I'd want to be able to like swim in like soda, swim in gravy.
Okay.
melted ice cream.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just living my best life.
Yeah.
Yeah. what liquids would you swim in? Piss?
No.
Okay.
But you know, you absolutely have been like submerged in a lot of piss in your life.
By getting in like a body of water?
Any body of water. It's like,
where does a fish's poop go? Do the other fish eat it? Someone come by and
microbes. You know about microbes?
That's what's going on at the dark underwater.
Angina? Angina with gills in the dark, dark deep?
How deep? How dark, dark deep is the dark, deep ocean?
Deep.
I don't like.
The bottom of the ocean is like the in-between of two continents. Zealandia.
If you dropped a penny in the ocean, how long would it take until it floated to the very bottom?
Ooh. Well, I think like the density of the water might start to get a little like dense.
And then what? It just makes it float or it crushes it?
I don't know. What's a penny made out of?
Copper.
Is it?
I don't know. There's
aluminium.
I don't know. There's a quarter shortage at my bank.
Is there?
Who? And I said, is this a you problem or a Federal Reserve problem? And she couldn't answer.
Yeah, well, I was in line at the post office and somebody came in for change. And she goes, do we look like we have change? And he goes, well, you're a government agency. And she goes,
no.
No. I was like, oh my God, I'm glad I didn't ask the same question. I'm like, I don't know which questions are off limits. I don't know which questions are going to push the buttons, like the straw that breaks the post office worker's back.
I was getting a roll of quarters last week, and they told me one per customer.
One quarter per customer.
And I was very polite because I used to work at the bank, and I was real mad when I went and got in my car. And then I went back a week later to get more quarters. And the woman told me again today, and the look on my face must have said it all, because she laughed and winked and said, I'll make an exception for you, darling.
So could you just go once per day?
I considered. So last week when I was mad driving home with my one roll of quarters, I was sitting in the car thinking, now what if I just put on a hat or changed my shirt and walked right back in there? Would they know? What if I got glasses? What if I put on a Santa hat?
They'd be
How
like,
would they know?
They'd be like, Santa.
I'm like, everybody's complaining that robots are taking our jobs and that ATMs are taking our jobs. And I'm like, well, maybe because y'all can't give us more than one roll of quarters.
Well, and there you have it, I guess.
There's my rant of the day.
And that's how Sue sees it.
And that's how Sue sees it. In the dark, dark.
You call it your 2 cents, bitch.
It's my 2 quarters.
Thank you, thank you.
But you only get 1 quarter today.
Wait, so it's 1 quarter or 1 roll of quarters?
1 roll of quarters.
Mm. Okay. I love when I'm going to the flea market and I'm paying an all, like, dollars for stuff, like singles. And they're like, oh, thank God, change. I'm like, yeah, baby, I'm here for you, baby.
You really keep the people happy, don't you?
I am a giver. You know the book, The Giver?
I know The Giving Tree.
That tree is...
Was Oprah in The Giver?
It's Giving Tree.
Was Oprah the giver in the Disney remake of The Giver?
No. Somebody was. I don't think Oprah was there. No, I feel like...
Sure?
I feel like Taylor Swift was there, but not as the giver.
No.
It's no. Giving... Giver.
Oh, I think Meryl Streep was the giver.
Oh...
I don't know. I remember I had to read
I saw
book.
A thing about how if you look at every role Meryl Streep has ever played, she's acting with her glasses. All of her decisions rotate around how she's articulating or punctuating her lines with her glasses.
I don't think she
wore acting
glasses
style is glasses.
Ricky and the Flash.
Yeah, the Flash
Did
was based on you when the reflections
Did
blue
she
light
have,
glasses.
Did she have glasses in that Baker's musical?
Did she ever?
No, witches don't have glasses. Not in that day.
Speak on that. In ye olde time?
When were the glasses invented?
I don't know. Hmm. People are always commenting on my thing being all, oh my gosh, your glasses are so clean. I'm like, you stupid bitch.
You're goop gotcha again.
Every time. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, you sent me that video of Jesse, what's her name, singing She Used to Be Mine from Waitress,
mm-hmm.
which I enjoyed, but I really found the captioning that somebody spent a lot of time on to be insufferable.
What do you mean? Somebody wrote out, oh.
But it was like, very, what you were just saying, Meryl Streep with her glasses. It was very, she turns her cheek to the left and looks downward, avoiding eye contact with the audience for the next minute and 40 seconds.
It was somebody analyzing the movements of somebody's performance and like how you can use subtlety as an acting.
Baby, I needed that video without the trash.
Oh, well, I thought it was actually interesting. The point was the commentary about that.
Gave me a headache. And I
then
already had a headache.
Then close your eyes. Close your dumb eyes.
gave me a headache, and I already had a headache from my monkeypox vaccination.
How is it?
I'm better now. She's healed. But I did not have a very pleasant reaction.
It happens.
But
it's okay.
I was thankful for it. And what I kept reminding myself is this 24-hour feeling not great is better than actually having monkeypox.
Oh, so, yeah.
Don't let my side effects deter you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I told myself once I felt all the way better, I was going to treat myself to Wendy's.
Ooh, I saw that they have a new strawberry shake. Have you tried it?
Is it because you saw the picture of the Wendy's that had the billboard that said straw baby shakes?
No. Link me. What are you talking about?
Instead of putting the R's in strawberry, they put all B's on accident. And so it said straw baby shake.
You cannot play bingo with straw baby.
No. Well, something you didn't know until just now.
Well, you live and you learn. Not everyone knows things, all things at once. You have to be able to, like, allow grace to people to learn, you know?
Baby, that's what I was saying. Do you want to talk about it?
No.
I saw some stuff this week online.
What did you see?
Directed at a musician who dropped an album, who used a word that people were saying was inappropriate. And I'm just like, nobody gives anybody grace anymore. I was 37 years old when I learned that that word was not PC to say anymore. And if I had been using it, I don't think that makes me a bad person. But it's like everybody just wants to villainize and be like, she knew better and she chose to include it anyway.
You live, like, and you learn.
I'm like, Beyonce is only a few years older than me, and I didn't know. So chances are she didn't know either. So,
well, regardless, there is certainly not anyone out there upset. Well, there certainly is. But there's certainly not anyone that with their right mind that is still upset knowing that she has remedied the situation. She re-released the song without the thing. The word.
I heard she was going to, but I hadn't noticed if she had done it yet or not. But I was like, y'all, could just, if somebody's like proven to be a bad person, maybe, but like we're all learning. You don't know what you don't know.
And that's, I do know that though.
And that's what I do know. Okay. You don't know what you don't know.
Okay.
All right, designer.
Okay. Well, Corey.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to touch on before we call it?
I really was thinking I could always slide back my chair a little bit. And have you seen me clap my feet?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Well, I could clap us out.
Clap us out, honey. Show me the feet.
With my feet.
You know what? Give us.
I don't know.
Give us. Give it to us, but with some soul.
Ah! No, you know what? I'm going to save it. You didn't want it badly enough.
I was ready to say that you nailed it, but I guess not.
I'll show you this weekend.
You'll shoo me?
Hey, you're going to get a re-knob.
You'll shoo me? You shoo it to me?
I'll shoo it to you, baby.
Hey, this weekend, are we doing cork wedges only?
Yes, and but we want the ones that are peep toe, but like a strappy top so that the pinky toe gets separated from the rest of the friends and hangs out on the outside. Cliffhangers only. Cork wedge cliffhangers only.
Easier to pick off my toenails, my dear.
Maybe you don't even have a pinky toenail on either foot.
Yeah, I'm all out.
Where'd you put Rodney, by the way?
Rodney, he's right here.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay,
look at the intricacies of his face. I hope that nobody actually ever says that about me. It's like, this is really well done.
It looks like the quality of a Care Bear, like back in the day. Did you get to pick the outfit, or is that the outfit he comes in?
I think it's the outfit he comes in. If I would have picked something, I would have picked like a tie-dye shirt, but you know, it's neither here nor there.
I'll see you in court.
Me flying all the way to the Ukraine to really pick a fight.
Sounds like you.
No, no, it actually doesn't. Unless I were like helping the people of the Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah. Fighting the good fight.
Yeah. Well, I am the good sis.
You are the good doctor.
The good doctor, the fumbling. I may be fumbling, I may be bumbling, but I am the good.
What's the one, what's the song where Beyonce says, "Don't mess with my sis"? It's one of the first couple. Do you think that's for Solange?
Obviously, y'all know what Solange did. She'll do it again.
About the elevator?
Yes. $1 billion in an elevator. This shit's about to go, bound to go
She's
down.
She's still talking about it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a big. I mean, yeah.
That's all right. That's trauma. Okay. Trauma.
We're all working through our traumas.
Family trauma.
Family trauma. Sister trauma.
Where can people find you, baby?
Oh, you can find me on Twitch. But I just literally an hour ago got confirmation. Somebody had twitch.tv/TylerOakley, and I just got it back from them. So I spent the first 2 years on Twitch, twitch.tv/TyTyOakley. And oh my God, anytime we would raid someone and bring my audience over to somebody else's like crew, they'd be like, "Ty, thank you." And I'm like, oh my God, nobody ever in my life has ever called me Ty. And it's just, why did I?
I do. Sometimes.
Oh, you do. Well, I'm Tyler Oakley now, so you can find me there. Where can people find you?
Baby, you can find me clapping my feet at Outside Lands all
Jesus
weekend.
Jesus Christ. Hey, and we didn't talk about Gaga in Joker 2. It's confirmed.
We did when it was
rumored. Yeah, but she tweeted it today. It's official.
I saw.
It's official.
Baby, don't tweet today 2 years out. More than 2 years out.
Why?
Years and 2 months away.
Why?
Who cares?
I care. Look at me. I care. I do that. Me. You know about that button? That sound? Nene leaks. I do that. Me. Okay.
I win.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
In person, send me your flight details.
Okay, bye.
Bye.